2022 will be commencing July 1st, 2022, and whereas the user fee for the first half of the year is $297.75 per unit, so therefore we, the Town of Catskill Board, approve the cement and sewer user fee for July 1st, 2022 to December 31st, 2022 in the amount of $297.75.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Second by Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Was that it?
Yes.
Dawn, do you have an update on summer rec?
Yes, we have 99 students as of yesterday. I picked up our applications for everybody who wants to be a counselor. We have a director. Somebody applied for assistant director, so I'm going to speak with Natasha about that. I'm going to actually come down Friday. And we'll try to get introduced set up next week.
Okay. Do we come up with a pay scale for these people?
I'm thinking it's going to be pretty much what they were paid last year, which is like $14.40.
And how many?
That, I don't know, 100 kids. Because Natasha said, I did ask her for the names and the grade levels of the students yesterday, and then again last night, so I haven't gotten that yet. But she said, just looking at it, we're heavy with K-3. Which means that it's one adult or one counselor, if you will, to five children. So I'm sure we have enough applications.
It's not the applications I'm worried about.
We have to figure it out. Yeah.
It's the budget. And how much, what's the stipend going to be for the principal?
That I don't know. I'm not sure. So the principal gets a stipend from the school district for the summer anyway. So I'm not sure what that's going to look like at our end. It's not a lot, though. And when we were discussing it with Dr. Cook, Natasha had all the numbers in front of her, and she felt it would work out, keeping it at 100 students.
I'm glad she felt it was going to work out, and we're the ones that are paying for it.
Well, I know that the community center is sending their $20,000, right, Liz?
Correct.
And
now, all of these employees will be telling all these kids or whatever, how old are they, that are going to be working?
Some that applied are 14, it looks like. I don't have their birth dates, I just have their grade level. Okay. So my assumption is on grade level. There's one 8th grader, I think, and the rest are 9.
Can we hire
with working vehicles, you can.
Yeah, but our insurance is a little different than everybody else's.
Can we look into that, Liz?
Sure.
I met with Tara Van Roy yesterday here from Greene County Prevention Services, and she's going to have her people, this is at no cost for us, she has two people who work with her and herself. They're going to come in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for 40 minutes to do a social emotional curriculum with the students, which they've had during the school year, so they're kind of used to the format. So that's one of the things that these children will be doing at least one day a week.
Can you reach out to Greene County Human Services? They have grant money for programs like this.
And I also went up to the country club yesterday, and I wrote a note for Mr. Biffler. He wasn't there, but I left him a note asking to talk to him about swimming, how many days, and also maybe. We used to, through the Youth Bureau, do golfing with the students, and I thought maybe we would be able to do something with maybe 4th and 5th graders, which would be last year's 4th and 5th, so it'll be this year's 5th and 6th, but older. Maybe just giving them like 3 days of a basic, putting or something. I want to talk to him about that. He hasn't told me that.
And Ken Brooks is the acting director of the Human Services. I think it's Human Services.
Okay. Is this room right here?
Yeah.
Trying to give away. I'll be there first thing. yeah, actually, I have early morning appointments tomorrow. I'll be back in the afternoon.
So if you're going to do interviews next week, that gives Kirsten less than a week. Well, just about a week to get all the paperwork and retirement and everything else squared away for these people.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't think they can work in the practices.
I don't know. I'll say it. I'm not in favor of hiring 14-year-olds for this.
I'm not either.
No, I think this should have been a discussion.
That's fine. I mean, that's fine.
But do we have any others that are older?
We have a lot of others who are older. We have a few that are substitute teachers right now at the school, or teaching, or substitute teacher, or teacher aide, or whatever. But whatever they are, they've been screened already through the school district. So they're cleared to work with children, and they're clearly old enough, they're all out of school.
And they know what the pay rate's going to be?
I think so.
Now, is Shakir still the...
The director, yes.
The director, is he going to be sitting on the interviews?
Yes, he emailed me last night, and I emailed him back, asked him what time on Monday we could meet, and he said any time he's available. So I'll email him again tonight, and I'll say, you want to meet Friday? And maybe we can meet Friday, and maybe we can do interviews Friday, if that works tomorrow.
Who's doing the interviews?
Myself. I want a separate person from the school, but since I don't know who that is, it won't be. And Natasha asked me in an email last night. So.
Cool.
I think that we also have two people who have privately donated money for summer recreation. Mm-hmm.
Is there a curriculum for it?
For summer rec?
Yeah, do we know what there could be?
We have several ideas planned, and so basically, and it's hard because when I was doing this, I was thinking three groups of, like, let's say, incoming first and second graders, third and fourth graders, and incoming fifth and sixth graders. Like that, but now it looks like there's very few of the older group, and there's more of the younger ones, so we're going to have to divide those groups up, but whatever the division ends up being, it's going to be rotating, like one day, one week, this group will do this, another group will do that, and then the following week is like the whole shift, so, and there'll be other things to do as well, thrown in there, because it's not going to be, you know, it's a whole day,
yeah.
6 hours.